Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Turkey is asking the U.S. to use its influence over Israel to stop the military's attacks on Gaza. More countries are calling for a ceasefire or at least a lessened offensive. CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Speaking at a rally attended by thousands of Israelis, Ruby Chen, whose son is a hostage in Gaza, appealed to Israeli government ministers for a new ceasefire deal. If it was your son, what would you do? He asked. We don't want them coming home in coffins. Israeli soldiers mistakenly killed three hostages in Gaza on Friday after they waved a white surrender flag. More than 100 Israelis are still being held in Gaza more than 2 months after they were kidnapped.
The World Health Organization delivered supplies to Gaza's largest hospital. A staff member describes what it's like there.
There's been a nonstop stream of injured people coming in on trolleys, on donkey carts, on stretchers being pushed down the road.
A powerful storm system is moving up the East Coast. Meteorologist Zach Taylor is with the National Weather Service.
For portions of Florida, as well as along coastal South Carolina and North Carolina, there could be some strong damaging winds or perhaps even an isolated tornado as this area of low pressure lifts through the region.
The Senate is working through the weekend and what was supposed to be the beginning of the chamber's holiday break to try to get a deal on immigration. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin spoke about the negotiations on CNN.
I'm very optimistic. They're moving in a very positive way. They understand that the border is broken, that glass ceiling has been broken, and we've got to stop this dangerous immigration that we have coming to our country from all over the world.
A new CBS News poll on the GOP presidential race shows former President Donald Trump is dominant in Iowa, but losing some ground to Nikki Haley in New Hampshire. Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
Trump is overwhelmingly seen as a strong leader by likely Iowa caucus goers. 78% describe him that way, far higher than any of his GOP rivals. Big majorities of his backers feel Trump represents Iowa's values, and nearly all voters considering Trump say things were better when he was president.
Have you shipped your holiday presents yet? Well, if you haven't, you'd better get on it, according to CBS News correspondent Stacy Lynn.
Hey, this is your official reminder. Only 8 days until Christmas. If you wanted to send gifts first class with the post office, you're late. For UPS Ground, the deadline is tomorrow.
All right, get on it. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands at up to 95% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
People are maybe not keeping up as much as they should be on some of those new tactics.
Only 28% of the quiz respondents answered most questions correctly. Ann Clem acknowledges a lot of people don't have time to research the latest warnings, but she says scammers prey on busy schedules this time of year. For online shopping, she suggests looking up the company name with the words scam and fraud to see if concerns pop up in the internet search. And when shopping at brick-and-mortar stores, Ann Clem says getting gift cards requires some extra attention.
It's just making sure that gift cards haven't been tampered with before you purchase it. You can see the PIN number on the back when it should be covered and stuff like that.
Other tips include being suspicious of huge discounts on hot gift items, especially when they're promoted on social media. And if you plan to travel this holiday season, AARP suggests being wary of websites pretending to be legitimate hotels, airlines, and other related businesses. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some fog early, cloudy skies, highs topping out in the upper 40s, light west winds. For your Sunday night, drizzle and then changing to a little bit of light snow, mostly cloudy skies, blustery winds out of the west, lows dropping to the upper 20s. Right now, it's 37.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Proud, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Look at him. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's gonna know who's been naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Do you hear me? Well, listen.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is State Representative Dora Drake of the City of Milwaukee. How you doing, Representative Drake?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's good to have you back on the airwaves.
Same here. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, well, let's, this is something that I think is long overdue, having this conversation, because as a soon-to-be 70-year-old man who, back in 1963, when I was 9 years old, then President Lyndon Johnson in 1963 passed the affirmative action bill that was put in place to right what had been an egregious wrong in this nation for decades. Affirmative action was put in place because of the injustice in hiring practices and living practices and even in education that discriminated against people of color solely because of the color of their skin, a practice that had gone on in the United States of America unabatedly for decades. And so Lyndon Johnson passed that bill, and so companies could no longer discriminate legally, even though it continued, and housing could no longer discriminate on paper. All these things were on paper. Took a long time for some of these things to change, and, you know, people may say, well, you know, Earl, that's 60 years ago. And so all the egregious things have been corrected. And so why are you guys still pushing for affirmative action? What it does is discriminates against people. So guess what? Let's do away with affirmative action because it discriminates against people, and discrimination should never happen. That's what has been happening since was last year that the United States Supreme Court overturned affirmative action. And, you know, you've had enough time. And the nation is now fair and equitable, and businesses and all those things. So we no longer need those things because guess what? There shouldn't be any discrimination. And now you're discriminating against whites in this country. And it's not right. It's not fair. This is what they've said. Okay? And so now we're at a point where diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is something that has been the order of the day in universities, in business practices, in hiring across the board. And now Republicans have decided that because of the decision that was made by the United States Supreme Court last year, that now it's time to enforce this. And so the diversity, equity, and inclusion across the nation is under assault, is under attack. And your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you described it perfectly. And if anything, it should communicate to all of us that we need to wake up. You know, in terms of what's happening in Wisconsin, earlier this year, not only did Republicans try to overturn a minority teacher loan program, you know, so they try to overturn that, which some of them actually supported a couple of years back. But now we're getting to a place of where they are saying, to your point, that anything around diversity, equity, and inclusion is simply null and void, and it's because it's pushing one type of propaganda. And as you know, Earl, Mr. Earl, that's simply not the case. When we're talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion, it is talking about making sure that one's culture, one's background, whether it's race, gender, sexual orientation, that is respected and that is recognized and to be celebrated. And in spaces that has been pushed, whether it's in the corporate space or universities, there should be additional resources to assist those who have been historically underrepresented or discriminated against. And so in the recent turn of events, actually just over last week, Wednesday, I and others of members of Legislative Black Caucus, as well as Democratic legislators, were informed that there was a deal between the UW system president and Speaker Voss. Now, for folks that don't know, Speaker Voss has been holding up pay raises for our UW employees that we have already approved as a legislator. And the only reason Speaker Voss is holding up their pay raises is because he wants UW system to completely remove DE&I, which of course, as Democrats and the governor, we said absolutely not.
So DEI stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. So go ahead.
Inclusion. Yes. Yes. And so because of that, and because obviously, and I can understand President Rothman, he needs making sure that people get paid. They're trying to broker a deal. The problem with this backdoor deal is that in order for the UW system to get the pay raises that were already approved, as well as additional funds to renovate buildings like their engineering building and reciprocity students for students that would live in Minnesota come here, we would have to exchange DE&I positions. And so that means that there was going to be a freeze on several positions for 3 years. Or one of the programs that's focused on hiring diverse staff and faculty, that would be removed and it would be focused solely towards mentoring and success. And I will say for the positions around diversity, equity, and inclusion for the staff and faculty, they would be reassigned. The remaining was to be reassigned to student, quote unquote, student success. And they would, and UW system would have to remove a diversity statement that they already require on their applications. And then they would have to have a dedicated position focused to conservative thought that would be funded through philanthropic measures. Now, when I got the news, quite frankly, I was speechless, is because we can understand the art of compromise when we are talking about doing things in the political space, but never, ever should anything that would directly harm students of color, faculty of color, or people that would support, would receive benefits from diversity and inclusion should ever be attacked or reduced to. And so as a response, the Legislative Black Caucus sent out a press asking the question, who was at the table that decided to undervalue our students and put a price tag for what their inclusion would be on their campuses? And were their interests even being considered? And we said very loud and clearly that DE&I is non-negotiable. Are we sympathetic to employees and making sure that they get their pay raises? Absolutely. But never, never should pay raises or funding for buildings be in exchange for diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's simply not the case. And the line had to be drawn.
So
the fact that we got...
Go ahead.
I was going to say that we got this news like late afternoon Wednesday, late evening, and we were told that the deal was supposed to be voted on Friday. So obviously that doesn't give us a lot of time to try to address it, right? We're going back and forth. They told us that the deal was in motion. And what happened was the deal was curated in a way where the only things that would come to the legislature would be the funds for the UW system. Anything surrounding diversity, equity, inclusion measures would be voted by the UW Board of Regents. That way, Democrats, members of the Legislative Black Caucus, and Governor Evers wouldn't be able to stop it. So what we did is we organized. We made sure that we tried to get the word out about what this deal could potentially be without having all the details. We tried to let staff, students, and faculty know because they were unaware. And because of the organizing and letting folks know and having them share their concerns, I'm going to call it a miracle. Saturday, the UW Board of Regents voted against it in a split vote, which was 8-9.
So I've reached out to the Board of Regents, and I want to have some of them on this week. I'm sure I'll wind up with them. But I think what people need to understand, Representative Drake, is this is a national issue. The city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County were forced to, by the state, Robin Voss, the same people who are trying to bring this to bear on the university system in this state, were forced to give up equity, diversion, inclusion, in getting this tax in order for them to raise the sales tax. They put that on the table and said, hey, if you want this deal, Robin Voss did, you have to make sure that in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, you do away with DEI. And it happened. And so they did that. They were able to get away with that. Can you hang on for a second?
Yeah.
All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guess is... Representative Dora Drake from the city of Milwaukee. We got a lot to talk about and got to be upfront and honest about what is taking place in this nation when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion. 844-967-2789. You can join the conversation. We'll return.
I'm telling you why now. Santa Claus is coming down. You know, it's supposed to be a secret, but I can't keep it just to myself. Santa, he's coming down. You know, kids, you better be good. I'm talking about showing off good. Santa.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together.
Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is State Representative Dora Drake, and we are talking about the fact that the Board of Regents for the University of Wisconsin voted no to what has basically been a mandate by the State Republican Party, along with Robin Voss, that dollars would not be given to pay for pay raises to UW employees, as well as I forgot $30 million or whatever amount of dollars it was to build a new engineering facility in UW Madison. And at the root of all of it is the fact that Republicans on a nationwide witch hunt have decided, based on a decision that was made by a conservative Supreme Court, that affirmative action would basically cease to exist. And as a and as a product of affirmative action, as a young man who realized that in my lifetime, my parents could not live where they wanted to live in my lifetime. And people of color were locked into certain segments and areas of this nation and were denied equal access and opportunities in education, in workforce. And yet, in the face of all those things, Republicans have decided that we've had enough of that, and we're going to say and use and then use Dr. King's. We should all be judged by, you know, the content of our character, not the color of our skin. That they would dare try to turn use those words to justify what has happened and to say we've had enough of that. Let's do this before we come back to you, Representative Drake. Let's go to Jake from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Jake. You say what?
Why don't we just say Robin Voss and most of the Republicans are racist pigs, because that's what they are. I mean, as far as stuff like this, you know, I'm like, what? Is he the George Wallace of the state? This is ridiculous. I mean, it almost sounds like, and I'm going to ask you this, do you think they'll have a bill that will be like, you'll have to fire everyone who's not a white man and put a white man in that job? Because that's where it's going down to with these just waste of taxpayer dollar Republicans. They just waste our tax dollars. They steal our money, give it away to rich people and the corporations, and use these stupid wedge issues for their stupid voters who are so racist and bigoted they can't see beyond their own nose.
Well, you know, Jack, Jake, I will say this again. this is a national issue that Republicans have gotten on board with. And then if they're called out on it, they somehow want to act as though, well, you know, it is against the law to discriminate. It's unfair to discriminate. And so discriminating against white people is wrong. And so we need to fix that. Is in essence is what they're saying. And yet to fight it, and I got to give credit to the Board of Regents. And what last time I checked, the Board of Regents, I think there's one person of color on that board for the state, maybe two. But the fact that they had the courage to stand up to it and fight it, Representative Drake, I think is amazing. And we're fortunate to have people of that kind of character on the board. Go ahead, ma'am.
No, absolutely. To the point that Jake mentioned and what you shared, you know, Friday, maybe late afternoon, you know, Speaker Voss and Will were already sort of taking their victory lap on Twitter, you know, and it was just a response saying that they were claiming that Wisconsin would be the first to, you know, start to dismantle
affirmative action, right?
Affirmative action and divided government is because we've seen it already happen in Florida and Texas. So yes, to your point, this is just part of a larger national movement to try to remove some of those protective measures due to the Supreme Court's recent ruling. But in terms of, you know, the Board of Regents decision, I too commend the Board of Regents because in moments like this, we are in a new point of history. I truly believe that. And I think it comes to a point where all of us have to decide where's the line. And so I commend those that took the courage to vote the way they did. And for those that voted differently, you know, I do believe that there needs to be additional conversations on what next steps need to look like. It's because one, clearly Speaker Voss is still holding up the pay raises, and that is a concern for the UW system. Even though Speaker Voss has every wheelhouse power, it is in his power to let them go. So he simply just needs to release it. But I think for all of us moving forward, is it a win where we were able to stop it? Yes, but this cannot stop here because I can guarantee you we'll probably continue to see more efforts like these where they will be strategic in trying to dismantle anything around diversity, equity, and inclusion in any capacity.
Well, you know, I heard Representative Voss, and I hesitate to even call him representative. Because, you know, Robin Voss and what he stands for clearly is not diversity, equity, and inclusion. Robin Voss, who should know better and is educated enough to know better, to know the history, to know what has transpired, to know where we stand right now in this nation. And for him to push doing away with these tenants that were placed there to address wrongdoing in this nation. This is what gets me about people who want to do away with the history of what took place in this nation. It is it is not only unconscionable, but it is without
appalling.
Well, yeah, well, that's a kind word. I can't use the verbiage that I want to use on the air. But
listen,
you got a moment? You got a moment?
Yes.
All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'd love to hear your thoughts and your opinions on it. 844-967-2789. My guest is Representative Doug Drake of Milwaukee. Don't touch the dial.
Yeah.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Family members of hostages Hamas is still holding in Gaza are pleading for their safe return after Israeli forces mistakenly killed three hostages on Friday. Ruby Chen's 19-year-old son is among the missing.
Put an offer on the table.
Now.
A storm bringing heavy rain and high winds is heading up the East Coast. Meteorologist Zach Taylor is with the National Weather Service.
The eastern side of the storm where those winds are onshore, there could be some coastal flooding as well as some beach erosion.
A new CBS News poll shows former President Donald Trump dominating in Iowa. Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
Trump is boosted in Iowa by an electorate where nearly half of Republican caucusgoers consider themselves part of the MAGA movement, higher than the 33% we see for primary voters in New Hampshire.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Bucks shut down the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks scored early and often and beat the Pistons 146-114. That ties the most points the Bucks have scored in a game this season. Damian Lillard with 33 points. Bobby Portis, a season-high 31. Everyone contributing Portis on how much that pumped up the team.
Big time, man. You know, guys stepping in, you know, having their moments, hitting shots, playing with swag, playing with confidence. That's big in basketball. I'm all about rhythm. You know, I like where we're at right now.
Bucks rookie Andre Jackson Jr. got to start and responded with 10 points and 11 rebounds.
Cam hit me with a bounce pass for a dunk. I'm pretty sure Giannis hit me for that three in the corner. Somebody else hit me for the other corner three. So pretty much all my baskets were assisted, so that says enough.
Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Yeah, Dre's a winner. You know, he makes winning plays. It's amazing how it works when you don't care about your shots and you still, you know, the ball will find you.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some fog early, cloudy skies, highs topping out in the upper 40s, light west winds. For your Sunday night, drizzle and then changing to a little bit of light snow, mostly cloudy skies, blustery winds out of the west, lows dropping to the upper 20s. Right now it's 37.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. UK.
To all the world.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is State Representative Dora Drake from Milwaukee, and the conversation is about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I will say this to you, Representative Drake, and those in the listening audience. I don't think there's anybody who can call here and say that we've reached, parity in the society, and that we no longer need these types of programs because, you know, all of a sudden our nation has come to grips with the history of it. And even in many instances, presently, the way it is, and so we no longer need to have an arm of government to overlook what is transpiring in business, in education, in housing, and whatever it is, that there isn't equity in our nation. Mm-hmm. Never has been, and to be quite honest with you, never will be. And so that is the purpose, that's the reason that affirmative action was placed in place back in 1963, and because there are some who clearly, because of hatred, believe that it's time to end that, and somehow, you know, people who through no fault of their own, generally and simply based solely on the color of their skin, will continue to live in a nation that claims to be a beacon of light for all, when those of us who've lived here know it's not true.
Right.
So
I'm glad you read that, bro.
Excuse me?
Well, I was glad that you mentioned it, because that's actually what I want to also speak to, that, you know, for people that are saying that we've reached it, you know, when everyone has access to all opportunity, that's definitely not the case. I think there is a study that the UW Milwaukee put out regarding the statistics on all the different areas you mentioned, like housing, business, education, healthcare,
employment.
And we are employment, right? And we are, when you look at it for African Americans based from the 70s to now, we're actually doing worse. And so that's why there's still a need for this. And that's just within our own demographic. We're not even talking about, you know, how Native Americans have the worst health disparities in Wisconsin. You know, so this is so much larger. Why those protective provisions should still be on the books, regardless of what the Supreme Court decision was on affirmative action.
You know, Representative Drake, you and others, are able to, you know, do something that I could never do, because I could never sit down with people who are disingenuous like that, and who clearly know that what they're doing is not right, and yet are willing to do it. And because, again, you're in such a minority that, you know, right can be thrown out the window, the hell with what's right. you know, mm-hmm. we're the majority, and so this is how things are going to work. And unfortunately, in our nation, that's kind of been the order of the day. And yeah. and so when something like this is brought to the forefront, then people like Robin Voss and people of his ilk then beat the drum that you're right. what you're doing is you're taking away the rights of others by mm-hmm. trying to, you know, if you do this, if you inclusion means that you're going to take away the rights of people who didn't have anything to do with it. And so that's right. at the root of it. Let me do this. Let's bring my good friend Eric on. Good morning to you, Eric. How you doing, man?
Good morning. Sorry, my voice is a little shot. But,
that's okay. Go ahead.
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Representative. I forgot. I hadn't been talking for a minute, so I forgot how bad my voice is. I went down to watch my Lions get whooped by the Bears. You were talking to Gilbert about it earlier.
Right.
Anyways, what I believe in listening to you, it seems to me that all this is very transparent. And anybody acting as if, you know, this is some kind of a good faith effort is really being willfully ignorant, wherever they come from. And to me, what this screams to me is obviously they're piggybacking on the white lash that's followed the 2020 summer ever since. And what they're saying to me, what I hear is they're saying no to academic competition for one, and two, what they're saying, and this is the real thing, I believe that's intense and across the country, is that the folks, they're getting uncomfortable. We're getting uncomfortable in what used to be mostly all white spaces. And they're not enjoying it. It's a competition and just a lack of comfort in those spaces where they generally always felt comfortable. It's kind of like bringing the choice system to the UW system almost. And lastly, I'd like to say, and then I have to hang up, obviously, is however, before we spend the next year talking about how bad Wisconsin GOP is, we really need to have a conversation about, you know, why is there not a bigger outcry across the state here? And what I feel is that because basically white Wisconsinites are supporting this, whether it be complicit silence or active support, in general, they're supporting this. You'll hear a lot of people go, oh, no, we voted in Barack Obama, blah, 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 blah. But there's a heavy willful ignorance among the population that even allows this to even make the noise it is making. And I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, Eric, I think it was very well said, man. And, you know, certainly, you know, you and thanks for the courage, you know, because it's the truth. Because the fact that, you know, again, I have not gotten over the fact that our mayor and our county executive signed the tax, you know, in order to get the sales tax resources into our city and county. They were forced, coerced by Robin Voss and Republicans to do away with the Department of Equity and Inclusion. And nobody said anything about it since this has happened. And so, well, they didn't have any other choice, they said, because they wouldn't have gotten the money, because Robin Voss and Republicans have done this before. And so they played that card with what transpired in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, and they tried to play it again. And so it's great that somebody was able to at least say, not this time, because they're going to continue to play it until they do away with all of, you know, the things that were put in place to address, again, bigotry and racism and discrimination.
Mm-hmm. And I can just speak to the fact, Earl, that, you know, last year the Black Caucus, and am I thrilled that we were able to stop this deal as it stands? Yes. But again, this speaks, I think, large, more so the need for all of us to do our part when it comes to voting. You know, and when people say, well, we only come out for the president, we're not sure it actually works. No, your vote counts, especially for our local elections, whether it's your mayor, the county exec, your state rep, your state senator, your governor, all of that has a role in it. And so all of us have a role to play here. You know, whether it's reaching out and sharing your concerns with whoever's the decision makers or coming out and vote. These are the reasons why we need to make sure that the line isn't moved, so that way we protect the measures that we deem necessary and we know are necessary to have a more equitable society, frankly.
So let me say this to you, Representative Drake. Mm-hmm. In the state of Wisconsin, people of color make up 5-6% of the population. Mm-hmm. And so we can't do this alone. If all the people of color, all black people in the state of Wisconsin voted to oppose these kinds of laws, we still would be swamped. And we could not bring about the change necessary because of the sheer numbers difference. Mm-hmm. Same thing nationally. Blacks make up 12% of the national population of our nation. 12%.
I agree.
So what we're talking about here is people who have to look at themselves in the mirror and know that there's something that's not right going on, and address it. This is not right.
I agree.
It hasn't been right. And it's not right. Let's go to Susan. Good morning to you, Susan. Thank you very much. From Kenosha.
Good morning to you. I call in every once in a while, and I am from your age group. I'm 73 years old. And the Republicans, this has been going on for years, and we just allow them to walk all over us. What we have to get, what we all have to do is women, people of color, young people, if you really want to make the changes and make a difference in your life, we all have to get together and we have to walk across the bridge again.
Yes.
And we have to overcome. We shall overcome. I am part of your group. I know exactly what we had to go through and what we had to give up in order to get to give the people the chances in life that they really deserve. I don't happen to be of color. I was brought up in the housing projects, but I do remember redlining.
Right.
I do remember the sundown law. And don't tell me that nobody, these things were not taken care of and were never diminished. They weren't completely destroyed, but they weren't diminished until 1965. That is not that long ago. And if I have to put my sneakers on once again and walk across the bridge, I am willing to do it arm in arm with you again any day, any time, because I'm sick of it. They're trying to turn us back to 1950, and I refuse to go.
Hey, Susan, well, you said a mouthful. Thank you very much for those poignant words, because and you're talking about the William Pettus Bridge and what took place there. This is why history is so important and why it frustrates me to hear people talking about taking books out of the library and talking about woke people are woke. And so we've got to do something there. These are people and they're woke people. Well, yeah, I'm woke. Means my eyes are open. Means my mind is open. And so when you hear people talking about woke, they want you to have a closed mind, like many of them have.
Don't you stay ignorant?
Yes.
They want you to stay ignorant.
Yes.
And it's really because they don't want to change. And she spoke exactly to what it is, because if it's going, there's always strength in numbers. And for the people that want to stay ignorant, that don't want to change, I guarantee you there are more people that see that as wrong. And when we all collectively put our power together, there's nothing that
Representative Drake, it was wrong 400 years ago. It was wrong 300 years ago. It was wrong 200 years ago. It was wrong 100 years ago. It was wrong 50 years ago. And it's wrong today. Okay. Absolutely. And it'll be wrong tomorrow. 844-967-2789. Can you hang on just a couple more minutes?
Yes, I got a couple more minutes.
All right. State Representative Dora Drake is on the line. You can join us. Don't touch that dial.
It's Christmas time.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Joyful the
ye nations rise, join the triumph.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We're talking about a decision that was made by the Board of Regents of the University of Wisconsin that said no, really no to discrimination. And Robin Wilson, Republicans. Let's go to Asha. From Racine Interfaith Coalition. Good morning to you. How are you? We lost her. You call back, Asha. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what? Bill? Okay. So I don't know if we're having some problem with the phone lines, but call back. Representative Drake, how do you, in the face of these kinds of things, because this is not the first time that these kinds of decisions have been made, where you're in the minority and so it really doesn't matter. It's not, people aren't willing to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it really boils down to being resolved in why I did this in the first place. You know, when I ran for office, I ran because I wanted things to be different. And so when there are situations like these where you really don't know how it's going to turn out, you know, the worst I think anyone could do is just stay on the sidelines. You know, and I think we're at a point of time where that just won't cut it anymore. You know, are there spaces for compromise? Yes, because I've been in some rooms and I've been able to make things better, I believe. But for something like this, you just have to stick on what you know. This was wrong. There's no justifying it for any type of cost for whatever measure was going to happen. And people need to make sure that there's someone on their behalf advocating for their interests, those that tend to be put aside, the voiceless. And we know that too often those are underrepresented groups, whether it's, members of the African American community, underrepresented, people of color. Our voices too far often are cast aside for a benefit, and that can't happen anymore.
Well,
and so it just can't. And so does it mean that it won't happen again? No, I'm pretty sure it'll continue to happen, but that's more power for the cost and why I do this.
Well, so I'm outraged to again see 2024 coming up. We're a quarter century into 2000, and some of the same things are taking place that happened when I was 10 years old. And yet I keep hearing people say, well, it is getting better, isn't it? No, it's not.
But it's not.
Okay. It's not as long as these kinds of things can be organized and moved mm-hmm. across our nation and people are silent. How do you begin to tell children? I hear people on the other side saying, well, you know, we don't want critical race theory taught because it makes those children feel bad. Well, how are we supposed to tell our children
exactly.
that even after all of these decades and centuries, that mm-hmm. things are not getting better? And those of us who are in the last years of our lives, we can't be silent. We can't be silent because silence will allow this to continue to happen. If it was not for the Board of Regents, this would have went through. Let's go to Asha quickly. Hey, Asha, how you doing? We lost her again. But anyway, so there must be something wrong with our phone line. Go ahead, Representative Drake.
No, I was going to say that anyone that heard this should be outraged. When I first heard it, I told you, like, I was speechless, and usually I have something to say. It hit me like a ton of bricks when I got the news just because I knew how bad this was. But I think, you know, for regardless of what people believe, there's a scripture that says there's nothing new under the sun, right? And so when we see different tactics come that are just frankly evil, you know, I recognize that it's just different tactics, and it's the same thing. It's used to keep people of color down for whatever the reason, whether it's due to discrimination, whether it's for a better good. You know, and frankly, all the more reason, again, to your point, why we cannot continue to keep silent on these issues. It's because if we keep silent, then the line keeps getting moved further and further back until we look up and say, how do we get here?
You know, I've been playing some music that's associated with the holiday that's coming mm-hmm. up. And all of that is interconnected with a spiritual reality. And to believe, you know, what's right and what's wrong. Let's see if we can bring Julie on. Let's see if our phones are working. Julie, you there?
Hi, good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, quickly.
I think maybe what needs to happen is what we teach our children. So if we teach our children to, you know, respect everyone and know that human beings are, you know, flawed, and throughout history they've made a lot of horrific and bad decisions, like teaching our children to hate humans.
So Julie, let me say this quickly, because this is not about teaching our children. This is about adults who want to take away that history. This is about adults. This is not about the children. It's the adults who have put this in motion. Dory, you got the last of it.
Yeah, just to your point, Julia, it is adults. And so when you say that we just want to make sure that our children are taught to be respectful, well, when you look at the adults, because maybe our teachers are trying to do the same thing and let our children know what actually happened in chronological order of history. When you have adults that don't want that history shared and try to remove it, that falls on us.
Representative Drake, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Glory to the
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7. Save that trouble or not.
on 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.